Welcome into the Cold Hard Football Facts Wild Card Hangover. My name is Patrick Emig, your friendly resident voice of God. We're down to the final eight teams as Wild Card Weekend has come and gone, and with it, we've learned once again the power of passer rating differential. Passer rating differential, otherwise known as the mother of all stats. What is passer rating differential, you might ask? Well, it's pretty simple. It's one of our 20 critical indicators at Cold Hard Football Facts, otherwise known as quality stats. And it simply takes the difference between a team's offensive passer rating and a team's defensive passer rating. Why do we recognize PRD as the mother of all stats? Well, teams that win the battle of passer rating differential win football games. In the 2012 season, for example, teams that won the battle of passer rating differential had an 855 winning percentage, good for a 218-37 record. Once again, that's 218 wins, 37 losses for NFL teams who were better than their opponent in passer rating differential. In the context of NFL history, nearly 40% of all NFL champs since 1940 were number one in passer rating differential, and nearly 60% of all champs since 1940 have finished in the top three. So it's a very, very important stat, very critical to a team's success. And as you know, we're all about wins, not losses, here at the Cold Hard Football Facts. In the wild card round, teams that were ranked higher in passer rating differential were a pristine 4-0. That's right, the Houston Texans started off the weekend number 8 in passer rating differential. They caged the Bengals, who were number 11. Saturday night, the Green Bay Packers, the number 1 team in passer rating differential in 2012, dismantled the Vikings 24-10. The Vikings, with Christian Ponder all season, were ranked number 24 in passer rating differential. Had Joe Webb been the quarterback all season long, we'd have to think it'd be at number 32. Sunday afternoon, the Baltimore Ravens ended the Colts' season. The Ravens were number 12 in PRD, the Colts number 27. And then, of course, last night, the Seahawks, number 2 in passer rating differential, toppled the Redskins, who were ranked number 6. Seahawks scored 24 unanswered as part of a 24-14 win. Here's how the final eight of the NFL 2012 quest for the Lombardi Trophy stack up in passer rating differential. At number 1, the Green Bay Packers. Number 2, the Seattle Seahawks. Number 3, fresh off a bye, the Denver Broncos. Followed by the San Francisco 49ers at number 4. Atlanta Falcons at number 5. At number 7, the New England Patriots. And at number 8, the Houston Texans. The only outlier coming in at number 12, the previously mentioned Baltimore Ravens. Ladies and gentlemen, 7 of the final 8 teams remaining in the quest for the Lombardi Trophy are ranked in the top 8 in passer rating differential. The number 6 team, Washington, of course, they lost to Seattle yesterday. And at number 12, the Ravens are just outside the circle of 8. So what does the crystal ball of passer rating differential tell us about the divisional round matchups? We'll have your answer after this.
Next, on NFL Rescue 911. Fireman Ed retires on site of an actual fire.
911 emergency.
Yeah, I'm calling about the fire on my house. This guy Ed just showed up with his hose and his truck and he quit. And I'm standing here watching my f***ing house burn down.
Okay, sir, I'm dispatching a crew now. Where are you? Where is the fire?
I'm gonna take Ed's hose and constrict him till he can't breathe no more.
Ed, where are you? What is the address?
My Joe Namath wall is on fire! Joe Namath, no! Son of a...
NFL Rescue 911 is sponsored by Adderall! Helping defensive backfields focus with Pete Carroll Clarity. Back on the Wild Card Hangover on Cold Hard Football Facts, it is passer rating differential 101. Here's how the remaining eight teams stack up this weekend. Our first game, we have the number 12 team, Baltimore, at number 3, Denver. The Ravens have trailed the Broncos in passer rating differential since week 7, when Baltimore was crushed by Houston 43-13. The Broncos, meanwhile, entered the postseason with a passer rating differential of 25.9. That's their highest mark of the season. In other words, the Broncos right now are at their statistical peak, plus 25.9. That is 16 points better than the number 12 Ravens. Take the Broncos on Saturday. Saturday night, it's Green Bay at San Francisco. Green Bay lost to the 49ers in week one, 30-22, but a lot has changed since then. In that week one contest, Alex Smith thoroughly outplayed Aaron Rodgers. He completed 20 of 26 passes for 211 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. But a funny thing happened on the way to the Lombardi Trophy. Jim Harbaugh replaced the efficient Alex Smith with Colin Kaepernick. Even though Smith had a higher completion percentage, a higher average yards per attempt, and higher passer rating than Tom freaking Brady. Yes, that's right. Alex Smith at 104.1, rated higher than Tom Brady. Before Colin Kaepernick replaced Alex Smith, the 49ers were number two in passer rating differential at plus 29. They finished at number four, 23.2. That's still good, not as good as with Alex Smith. If you're drinking the PRD Kool-Aid, and I know you are because I am, and it tastes delicious, take the Packers Saturday night. They're 4-1 all time against the 49ers in the postseason. Sunday afternoon, it's the Seahawks at the Falcons. Seattle, again, number two in passer rating differential at plus 28.2. Falcons are at plus 22. That's good for fifth in the NFL in passer rating differential. Atlanta, of course, was the better team early in the season. Seattle, the better team right now. The Seahawks surpassed Atlanta in passer rating differential in week 10. They head southeast for the divisional round, better in offensive passer rating and better in defensive passer rating. They're also that team that the pundits keep calling the team no one wants to play. That's because they're a scary, dangerous bunch. Take the Seahawks and their 28.2 passer rating differential. That's, again, number two in the NFL. The final game of divisional round weekend, late Sunday afternoon, we have the number eight Houston Texans, number eight in passer rating differential, at the New England Patriots, who finished the season at number seven with a plus 10.7. Through the prism of passer rating differential, the Texans and Patriots matchup should be the closest game of the weekend. This is ironic, of course, because the Patriots thrashed Houston on Monday Night Football in week 14, 42-14. It was also that win that drove New England past Houston in passer rating differential for the first time all season. However, regular season beatings don't always equal postseason success for Bill Belichick's Patriots. You need to look no further than the 2010 regular season. The Patriots defeated the Jets 45-3 in Week 13, but lost to the same Jets 28-21 in the divisional round of the postseason. If you're a drinker of the passer rating differential Kool-Aid, and you should be, take the Patriots over the Texans and also take the Seahawks, Packers, and Broncos in this year's divisional round of the playoffs. We'll have more after this.
And now Ray Lewis, mic'd up at Congregation.
Dear Jesus, it's Ray Ray again, number 54.
That's right, baby. Tell him, baby.
Lord, woo, please take away the tear in my triceps. Woo.
Heal him, Lord. Oh,
and please, him. Lord Jesus, fill the gaping holes in our run defense. Lord, fill those holes.
Heal him, Lord. Oh, praise be Jesus.
And please, woo, Lord, please, Lord Jesus, answer the following question.
What time is it? Pizza! What time is it? Pizza! Don't do that! Don't do that! Don't do that! What time is it? Pizza! What time is it? Pizza! Don't do that! Don't do that!
Amen, baby!
Amen!
Amen!
Ray.
What?
Ray.
What?
It's God.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there aren't any dogs in the house. Michael Vick used them all several years ago. However, I offer you some reassurance.
Yeah.
To answer your question, woof woof.
Amen.
Amen, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Mic'd Up at Congregation is filmed before a live studio audience.
Hey folks, Patrick Emick here for Cold Hard Football Facts Insider. For $9.95 a week, you can get our expert analysis with our easy-to-use statistical advantage charts, along with the correlation to victory and predictive rate of victory of our quality stats. You'll get insider stats and trends that supply our real and spectacular picks, equipped with a long track record of winning picks against the spread. And you get access to Spreadopedia, our database tool that has every point spread since 1978. CHFF Insider will help you accurately pick winners and losers in every NFL game. Take it, use it, enjoy it. Cold Hard Football Facts Insider, just $9.95 per week now through the end of the season. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for your statistical storylines to keep an eye out for in the divisional round of the playoffs. Divisional round of the playoffs, normally one of the best weekends in all of football. The Packers are a dynasty when it comes to passer rating differential, the mother of all stats. Did you know they finished number one in 2010 and won the Super Bowl? Packers finished number one in 2011 and won more games, 15, than any team in Packers history. And they're number one again here in 2012. The Packers have finished number one in passer rating differential in 1961, 1962, 1965, 66, 1996, and 2010. All of those six seasons, they've won the Super Bowl, or what was then the NFL Championship. Once again, the Packers, a dynasty for passer rating differential. Hey, if you're wondering if the Patriots are going to lose, look no further than the rematch game. All six postseason losses in the Belichick-Brady era have come in rematch games. We'll go through it real quick. The 2005 Patriots lost to the Broncos in the regular season and in the postseason. The 2006 Patriots lost to the Colts both times. In 2007, the Patriots beat the Giants in Week 17 to go 16-0, but then they lost that Super Bowl. 2009, the Patriots beat the Ravens in the regular season, but lost in the playoffs. In 2010, the Patriots beat the Jets 45-3, then lost in the divisional round 28-21, as we talked about earlier. And in 2011, the Patriots lost twice to the Giants, including the Super Bowl. Of course, this weekend, the Patriots have the Texans, a team they defeated 42-14 in Week 14, so we'll see what happens in the rematch. Of Baltimore's last five playoff defeats, two came against Peyton Manning when he was with the Colts, two against Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers, and one last year against Brady and the Patriots. What it means, Baltimore's playoff losses have come against elite quarterbacks. Their wins in the playoffs have come against so-so quarterbacks, specifically T.J. Yates, Matt Cassel, Chad Pennington, and Kerry Collins. Other than Tom Brady and the Patriots, the Ravens have trouble with elite quarterbacks when it comes to the playoffs. The San Francisco 49ers are 11-3 in the divisional round, coming off of a first-round bye since 1981 when they won their first Super Bowl. They've scored 28 points or more in 8 of those 11 victories. Green Bay, on the other hand, is just 2-5 in the divisional round, coming off a wild-card win. The Atlanta Falcons, as much as they might be struggling in some people's eyes, they finished with the best record, 13-3. They were also 3-0, a perfect 3-0 against quality opponents. That would be teams with a winning record. One problem, it's only been three games. They've topped the Broncos in Week 2, they beat the Redskins in Week 5, and then, of course, they clobbered the Giants 34-0. That was kind of their hallmark victory before laying an egg against Tampa Bay at home to close out the season. The Denver Broncos with Peyton Manning, they're 11-0 when scoring 30 points or more in 2012. That's right, the Broncos scored at least 30 points in all but five of their games this year. That doesn't bode well for Baltimore, who already struggle in postseason games against top quarterbacks, as we just talked about. The Ravens are 2-6 in 2012 when allowing more than 20 points in a game. What does it all mean? Well, if the Broncos get to 30 points, you can pretty much put that one to bed. The Houston Texans have the Patriots this weekend. They failed to reach the 20-point mark in four of their past five games, including the wild-card win over Cincinnati 19-13. Why is this important for Houston? Well, the Patriots are 6-0 in 2012 when holding an opponent to less than 20 points. They're also 16-2 in the postseason when holding their opponent to less than 20 points. In Seattle, the Seahawks finished the regular season number 5 in offensive passer rating. The only time in franchise history that Seattle reached the Super Bowl, they finished number 3 in offensive passer rating. If you include the wild card round, Russell Wilson has finished with a passer rating of 90 or higher 12 times this season. Seattle 10-2 in those 12 games. The Packers and 49ers have squared off 5 times in the postseason prior to 2012, and if it weren't for Terrell Owens' catch, the Packers would be a perfect 5-0. The last time these two teams met was 2001 when Green Bay pulled out a 25-15 victory. And once again, a primer on passer rating differential. We told you the Packers finished number 1 in passer rating differential this season, but the top 5 remain in the chase for the Lombardi Trophy as well. We've got Green Bay at number 1, Seattle at number 2, at number 3, Denver, number 4, San Francisco, and at number 5, Atlanta. New England and Houston round out the 7th and 8th spots with Baltimore at number 12. Ladies and gentlemen, passer rating differential is your mother from another mother of pigskin. And now, cold hard football facts, resident head coaching football therapist, Dick Vermeil, addresses the 7 head coaches who lost their jobs on Monday.
Romeo, just wanted to let you know that I love you. Oh, Romeo, where art thou, Romeo? You did a great job with the Patriots. You just can't coach the Browns and the Chiefs. Chan Gailey. I don't know how you lasted 3 years in Buffalo. Bills fans don't know either. But I love you too. Don't forget that. 16 wins in 3 years. Pat Shermer. Nobody knows how you got hired in the first place. Oh, Pat, but we still love you, Pat. We love you. Oh, Pat, I love you. Oh, but you're high if you think you brought the Browns to relevancy again. The Browns are still not relevant. Lovey Smith. You went 10-6 this year, but you lost your job. Keep that chin up, Lovey. We love you. Oh, Norv Turner. Oh, Norv. Oh, you're so dumb sometimes, Norv. Why do you have to be so dumb, Norv? Oh, Norv. How you lasted 6 years is beyond all of us. Just stick to coordinating offenses, Norv. Troy Aikman's not walking through that door, Norv, but I love you. And Carol Vermeil loves you too. Ken Wisenhunt. You clearly needed to rally around Kurt Warner because without him, you don't stand a chance. No offense to Ken, but you're not a good head coach. Oh, last. Andy Reid. 14 years is a long time. You took the Eagles to the Super Bowl just like I did. I love you. But it's time to go. Oh, it's time to go, Andy, but I love you. I love you. Oh, Andy. Leave the cheesesteaks behind, Andy, and go get some of that Kansas City barbecue. Lots of good places to eat barbecue in KC. Oh, Andy.
That was Cold Hard Football Facts resident head coaching football therapist Dick Vermeil.